The data tells a story of student growth projections and what neighborhoods will be most impacted. According to the Board of Education, this data is required to inform master planning. Business Administrator Todd Hauber says they looked at current patterns and the 10-year history of enrollment to arrive at the projections.
And then spent a great deal of time working with city officials and county officials and some developers to understand what the development pattern was going to be for our area. And so that became the basis then to look at where do we see the growth happening school student-wise. And, you know, is it going to be a primary unit? Is it going to be a secondary unit? How will that then play out? What age of the kids will be in those homes as they come online? But with all of that in place, we then saw that most of the development will be happening within the boundaries where Trailside and actually McPoland. So down the east side of the district is really where we're seeing future growth happening and where we expect the children to be coming out of that growth.
Hauber says they used four different methods to come up with the enrollment numbers.
So that then becomes them taking their expertise and saying, here's four different models, and they gave us some charts to show what that projection looked like. And it was like a fan. You had somewhere at the high end and somewhere at the low end. And so they're suggesting that somewhere within that range, I'm just going to rely on their expertise as to how that pans out.
Hauber says the modeling is the best they have to predict growth. The last 10 years trended at about a 1% growth rate, which is close to the 10-year prediction.
With most of this statistical modeling, you'll work within that band. And so we'll have to just estimate as best as we can within that range and say, hey, it's going to be somewhere between 5 and 800. That sounds like a crazy range, but the statistics show that the growth rate's about 1.12% per annum to get to that 10-year number. So we'll use something like that.
The study will help determine what kinds of facilities are needed in the future. Hauber doesn't think the numbers warrant an additional elementary school.
Because when you look at the elementary school growth over that 10 years, I think they projected 197 students. That's not enough to fill a whole elementary school. But it could come into the discussions of grade realignment and how we configure our elementary schools. So, you know, it really opens up the door to have a lot of discussion. And we have some more facts to help guide that discussion along.
The estimates show the high school hitting 2,000 students by 2027, which includes ninth grade. Hauber thinks the 2,000 number is a good cap for making decisions about high school facilities.
And I think that becomes the benchmark to help have this conversation, because there was always question, well, what if it's going to be 2,000? What if it's 2,500? What if it's 3,000 in 10 years or 15 years from now? You know, how do you build and plan for those scenarios? So this helped us to essentially put a cap on what we think the max might be in 10 years. And so we can have a more informed conversation of, is it just a remodel exercise? Is it just a grade configuration exercise, or is it a second high school exercise because we want to keep them at a certain level? We now have that kind of upper bound to know, okay, if we split schools, you know, do we do it 1,000 each and so we're good to go? Or, you know, it just helps to frame that conversation now.
Hauber says now that they have the demographic data, they'll put a team together to spearhead the master planning process. This also involves going into the schools to see how education is happening and what's needed for 21st century learning. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.